103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Buenos dias. It's Ali and DZ. Hope y'all are being safe out here. I know a lot of people got some school cancellations, a lot of snow emergencies in effect. It's windy. It's snowy. It might not be bad by you, or it could be terrible by you, but it's going to get up here. All right. So when I left the house this morning, it wasn't too bad, but that's beside the point. Let's not talk all that negativity to start off the morning, right? It's Ali and DZ. I want to talk about something different, though, because ironically, this happened to me yesterday, and I normally am not conscious about this, but when I noticed, I went, oh my gosh, I got how much and where, why? Oh, I got, ooh. Let me just tell you what happened. So last night, we had a Bucks game. Bucks won. Yeah, right here now. As well we do. But we took some pictures during that game, and after the game, I was sending them to my co-host that I work with at Pfizer Forum, right? Just, you know, to share with them so we could post on social or whatever, because obviously everybody else is more active on social than me. So as I sent them, my phone sent me an alert when I clicked into my pictures that said, storage full, delete something now, right? And I went, well, what do I got to delete? How many pictures and videos do I got? Yo, I got 14,000, over 14,000 pictures, actually, and 1,500 videos saved in my phone. And I went, what? When did this happen? How long have these pictures been accumulating? And how can I get rid of this? I had three questions for myself, and I didn't answer any of them because I was overwhelmed. But I was like, hold, 14,000 seems like a lot, but is that Top Dog? No, shout out Top Dog Law. But I went, hold up. Is that Top Dog? Is there people with more pictures and videos than me? I can't be the only one out of storage. And again, like y'all know, I do kind of refuse to buy added storage. So it's the storage on my actual phone. 14,000 pictures, 1,500 videos. And I don't know where they came from or how they got blocked into my phone like that, but I am loaded. I got to get rid of something to create some space. But can you top that? Do you got more? 414-533-1037. That's what I want to holler about. How many pictures and videos do you have stored in your phone? I got 14,000 pictures, 1,500 videos, and my storage is full. Finito. I probably can't take another picture until I delete something, but how many are in yours? Photos, pictures. We're going to take your calls, those texts, all of that next. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. We're talking about how many pictures and videos do you have in your phone? I all of a sudden had the realization yesterday when looking in my pictures that I got 14,000 pictures, 1,500 videos saved in my phone. And I went, bruh, who are you, guy? And I will admit, there's a lot of pictures of the babies. There's pictures of me working at Pfizer Forum. There's pictures of my family. There's a lot. And there's things that I want to save, but it can't all be relevant. And how do I go to 14,000? But am I Top Dog? That's what I want to know. How many pictures and videos do you got? So I put the question out there, and I got some answers coming in. So before I read some of these texts, I want to get to the lines. We got Courtney calling out of Milwaukee. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I mean, I'm 14,000 pictures heavy, and I wish it was $14,000 richer.
Yes.
But can you top that? You said it was ridiculous. Now, what's ridiculous?
So you got me beat on videos. I only have 937 videos, but I have 26,256 pictures just on my camera roll on my phone.
26,000?
I don't know how.
What do you take pictures of? I gotta ask.
My kid. That's it. That's really it.
It's 26,000 pictures of the baby. Aww. I'm not mad at you. If it was anything else, I might say something, but you know you can't say nothing about them babies.
I can't.
26,000. Wow. You do got me beat on pictures. Okay. Say less. I appreciate your call, Courtney. Have a great day. Stay safe out there, okay?
Thank you, too.
All right. 26,000. She basically doubled what I got. I thought I was good. No. She's better. Up next, we got somebody that says, yo, listen, in my 41 years of life, I ain't trying to put the age on you like that, big dog, but Sammy said, 41 years of life, I've never gotten through to a radio station first time on the air. Wepa! Sammy, good morning. What's up, man?
Good morning. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, man. I honestly do feel a little bit better now. Courtney just said 26, over 26,000 pictures. Can you top
that? I sat down with my tail tucked between my legs. I'm like,
Okay.
Well, he said, dang, do I even need to go now? I still want to be on air, though. What's up? No, tell us, how many pictures and videos you got on your phone?
So the pictures, compared to her, I've only got 15,384. The videos, I couldn't see because I'm driving right now on the highway. It's like sledding.
Where are you at on the highway? I'm on
43 South. I'm about to come up to Rawson Avenue.
Got it. Yeah.
Just let, Oak Creek, yeah.
Let people know where you at in the area. So you said the roads are a little bit
I mean, I'm doing about 40.
Okay.
But I don't know. A lot of cars are driving, so it's kind of helping, which is nice.
But you're also doing 40 on 43. Come on now.
Yeah, I know, right? Step it up just a little bit.
A little bit, but hey, safety first. Safety first, man. And I feel you not wanting to check how many videos you got just because you're driving.
I couldn't. I tried. I really tried. I went to my drive and it said storage full, and it was making me just delete it. I couldn't even see how many I had.
Oh, that means it's bad. All right, hey.
Yeah.
Y'all got me beat. Sammy, appreciate you, man. Get back to driving. Stay safe out there.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. I love you. And thanks for getting me on air, brother. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thank you, man. We'll talk to you. Man, let's talk to you next week for day two. Let's get you a theme song, man. We working on it.
All right, we can do that.
Yes,
we can
sir.
Do that.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Be safe. Have a great day. Later, brother. Later. Peace. Ooh, he said I couldn't even see how many videos I had. Bro, that's how you know it's bad.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Y'all, well, this one. Okay, Jericho wrote in. I don't know why. Maybe because it feels biblical for some reason. but maybe I should call him Cain. Ooh, I make myself laugh. I'm sorry. Is What Would DZ Do? And let's leave the name where it is. Jericho. Jericho wrote in and said this. He said, my brother got cut out of the will and asked me what to do. All right. So my brother has always been a little more distant from our family ever since he grew up and moved out. Our family dynamic is strange, to say the least. Now he has his own kids, which we all love but rarely get to see despite living in the same city. Growing up, we had some rough times, but nothing out of the ordinary, honestly. But clearly he feels otherwise because we never see him either. Earlier this week, though, he reached out to ask me about our parents' will and dropped a bomb, telling me that he had received word from our folks explaining that he had been cut out and removed from the will. No other explanation, and he didn't know what to do. Asked if I was, to which I answered, I don't think so, and then asked me what to do and if I would still hold him down.
Ugh.
I was at a loss for words. I feel like he partly may have done this to himself. He doesn't come around. He doesn't reach out to our parents. It doesn't feel like it's my responsibility. But him reaching out to me makes me feel like he needs an answer. Yeah. Ooh. What should I do to help my brother out? Jericho. I have no clue. I gotta keep it a buck with y'all. Like, I don't know, because this feels so left. Like, this a huge family problem. And you cut out of the will? I mean, I don't know what your cut was looking like, but that piece is zero now, right? I think it's family. You hold family down kind of regardless, but then you gotta prioritize, right? Are they just reaching out because they realize now that they're going to need some of that family fun later in life? And they're like, and now the panic of reconnecting, right? Man, because holding me down makes me feel like he's just trying to get some money off of you from your share. Because now the dividends are different. I don't know if you got more siblings or what. Ah, Jericho, give me a second. Let me process. Jericho wants to know what to do to help his brother. His brother's been cut out of the will. He's been distant from his family. His parents reached out and said, yeah, you out. So the brother reached out to Jericho and went, hey, yo, bruh, can you hold me down? Like, are you still in the will? Like, what's going on? And Jericho doesn't know. I don't know currently, but we will know together. 414-533-1037. That's the number. You can call. You can text. Jericho needs some help, and I got to be honest, I can't do this alone. 414-533-1037. Let's help Jericho next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I really hope I don't make this worse, because this feels sensitive. And I don't know why, but it feels sensitive. Jericho wrote in and said that his brother had recently been cut out of the family will. His brother's a little distant. He has his own family, which the family loves, but they rarely get to see, regardless of living in the same area, right? Says he got cut out from the will, so Jericho's brother reached out to him and went, dog, what? Are you cut out of the will? You still gonna hold me down? What's going on? What should I do? And Jericho said, I don't know. Let me ask DZ. What would DZ do? And here we are. So let's get right to the phones, because I don't know if I still know what to do. I got an idea, maybe two, but somebody that sounds way more confident than me, I'm going to be honest with you, is Karen in Milwaukee. So let's go to her first. Good morning, Karen. How you doing? Hello, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Karen. How we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
Good, good. I thought I lost you for a second. I was like, hold on. Okay, wait. Let's, I was got nervous. But no, because you sound like you know exactly what to do in this situation. So what would you say for Jericho?
I say if he has both of his parents still living, maybe he could talk to them and find out, you know, and get some resolve for his brother. Because he also has to think about what if it was him in his brother's place.
Yeah, right. What would he be doing?
Right.
But if he sounds distant, would Jericho's brother help? Or would he go, well, it kind of is what it is? Because what you made me think, what if this is kind of the parents' way to nudge the child into, or I say child, but they're grown, obviously, to nudge their beneficiary, let's call him, into rekindling a relationship, right? Because at the same time, if you're not talking to your parents, you can't expect them to always take care of you. And sure, there might be a will, and we don't know what the dividends or what the payout is going to be, right, quote unquote, but it's the relationship that they're missing, and clearly they're missing it enough to go, well, you're not our son enough, so why would you leave you in the will?
Well, yeah, it could be. I think it could go both ways. Maybe the parents are looking for a relationship. Maybe he'll come around and start bringing, especially if he has kids around.
Right. It's but about the grandbabies.
But at the same time, the parents may be angry, and maybe thinking, you know, he doesn't deserve it. So right. I think the brother should at least bring it up.
Right. Yeah. Well, you think the brother should bring it up to the parents?
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah. I think the brother, because he's distant doesn't mean he's still not a kid.
Okay, so he himself, not Jericho. I thought you were saying Jericho should bring it up to the parents. No, you're saying Jericho's brother's the one that's got to have that tough conversation.
Yeah. I think it could possibly come from both of them, but yeah.
Okay. All right. I like you said, listen, we could be civilized and figure it out. It might not be the outcome that you like, but you at least got to try.
Yeah, I think so too, especially if both of them are still living.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I appreciate
because
your call.
Being at that time, you know that it's a decision that both of them made together.
Exactly. And then you have a little bit of closure. Karen, thank you for calling. Appreciate the advice. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Next up, Ball of Fire. Somebody you know very, very well. A regular 5 days in a row. One of the OGs, if you will. It's Amanda and Racine. Morning, Amanda.
Happy Friday.
Hey. We turned down for nothing. Snow included.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. But we definitely ain't turning down for Jericho. Because you said, I don't know if it's good advice, but I got my own advice.
Yeah, so Jericho just needs to stay out of it, I think.
Uh-huh.
I think the brother can talk to the parents, but I've been through this with my own family.
Really?
And honestly, all the money in the world, I would not go back to the family drama.
Really?
So I don't even know why this brother even wants the money.
So
if you want to stay away from the drama, that's worth it. That's happiness. That's everything.
Sure.
I don't want to be part of any drama.
Sure. That no amount of
money
in the world.
Money ain't gonna help that.
Right. No, because, I mean, yeah, you can have a little bit of money, but don't mean you a lot of bit of happy. Ooh.
Exactly.
Dang.
So I don't know why I'm so worried about the will, because with my family, I don't even care if I'm in the will.
Got it. No, I understand. I mean, it's scratching a chord or pulling a chord. It's hitting home for you because you're going through this. You've gone through this and you're going,
yeah.
Why do you care? If you've been distant
right.
already, why does it matter? The money hasn't affected you now. It's not going to affect you later.
Right. Money can't buy love and happiness. That's what I wanted for my family.
Or will
so,
it?
I mean,
or will it?
Because
now he's... Well, right. Because now he's got kids, right? And with his own kids,
yeah.
You know, kids are expensive. And the more you have, the more you spend. Maybe he's going,
but that drama ain't worth it. I'll tell you that right now from experience.
That part. So you're saying, listen, just drop it, Jericho. You stay out of it and let your brother
right.
do whatever he's going to do. Hopefully he forgets it and just goes about his own life. Wow.
Right, exactly.
Okay. I appreciate it, Amanda. Thank you for your call and advice. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a good day.
Bye. Oh, all right. After sitting on it a little bit, listening to advice, appreciate Amanda and Racine. Thank you to Karen in Milwaukee. Some of the texts coming in saying, don't worry about it, or some of the texts saying, it's not your horse, not your race. Basically, I'm paraphrasing, right? I got advice. And you know what? It's Friday, and I'm going to do what I want. My advice today is sue them. Yeah, I said what I said. Sue them. You technically can sue. Had to think about it for a second because I'm like, this is an offense, right? You at one point were a beneficiary. It's not like you never were a beneficiary. You could technically go to court. Now I don't know the stipulations of it. Like, I don't know if you could take them to court right now. I don't know if you necessarily want to open up that can of worms either, but there can be justifications made if your brother's distant, because this is what I'm hearing. He's distant for a reason. If he can justify his reason for being distant but still being a part of the family, doesn't mean he don't get his peace. Sue him. Sue your family. Sue your mom and dad. If your brother's this worried about it, Jericho, tell your brother, DZ, 103.7 KISS FM, said sue him. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning. As y'all know, Allie is with family right now, so y'all get me for the day. Don't forget, we got Charlie Barron's tickets coming up just minutes away. He's going to be at the Riverside Theater March 29th. A pair of tickets in your hand. The last pair for the week, might I add. These have been a hot item. You got your chance. I mean, minutes. First, we got to do Am I the Jerk? And today's involves a grandmother. And bruh, oh man, anytime a grandma's involved, I just feel it a little bit more. I don't know why. Call me emotional. Call me sensitive. Call me what you want. Just don't call me crazy and don't call me some words I can't say on air. But definitely this one's going to be interesting. A grandmother needs some help. We got to decide if she's the jerk. She put herself on the chopping block and we're going to help her out. But that's coming up in just a couple minutes, y'all. Stay right there.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Anytime a grandmother gets involved, it immediately heightens the senses, doesn't it? I don't know what it is about people and grannies, but we get sensitive about ours. And I know this isn't my grandma, but I don't got no more grandmas to be sensitive about, so I might be sensitive about this grandma. I'm not sure. Let's read it first. Cece wrote in and said, am I the jerk for being upset I'm not invited to my granddaughter's birthday? This is what she said. So my daughter is having a birthday for my granddaughter, who's turning 6 years old in a few weeks. They're going to a hotel so they can swim. She loves doing this for her birthday, and in the past, I've always gone with and stayed also. But this year, my daughter said that she'd just like it to be her and my granddaughter. And, of course, my granddaughter's friends and their parents, obviously, but they'll only be there for a couple of hours to swim. I mean, I get why she wants to do that with just her friends, but my daughter didn't even ask if I wanted to go for a little while. Me and my granddaughter are very close, might I add. Am I the jerk for being upset I haven't been invited? Thank you, Cece. Grandma Cece, oh... OG CC, I'm feeling for you right now because I get where you're coming from. I do. You are the arguable OG, the matriarch, and you're going, what? For the last 5 years, I've been here. Who are you going to tell me that I can't come swim, right? You know, I'm your mother.
What?
I'm not invited? But you're also waiting for an invitation. How do we know you're not just assumed to be invited, right? I mean, I get with the context, she says she just wants it to be her and her daughter, or your daughter and your granddaughter, but that doesn't mean that they don't want you to pull up at all. They could be just assuming that you're going to be there regardless, and that's why you haven't gotten an invitation. You've been there the last 5 out of 6 years. Why would this year be any different? It's the auto invite? Or is it? That is the dilemma, because I get it. You are going, hold on. What do you mean it's just y'all? And do you not want me to come swim? Do you not want me to come at all? You're upset by it. Are you the jerk for being upset you haven't been invited? Grandma Cece, I think you might be, though. I think you might be, and I know I didn't necessarily think I was going to call you the jerk, Grandma, but a little bit. I think you might be overthinking it. I think you might be overfeeling it, more importantly, because it is her daughter. And at some point, there does have to be that separation. She's her matriarch, right? And I don't know how you are, how you act. Maybe you a little OC sometimes. CC, you be OCC, you know, out of control, and maybe you do too much. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm not Grandma CC. Don't be mad at me. You wrote in, and this moral dilemma is great. So we're chopping it up. Is Grandma CC the jerk for being upset she has not been invited to her granddaughter's birthday? I'm leaning towards yes, because of the simple fact that is also your granddaughter. Maybe they do want to do something just them, and you got to allow that. You have to be cool with that. Matriarchhood aside, you got to be cool with that. You can also do your own thing with your granddaughter. Who's to say next weekend you can't retake her to a hotel to swim if that's her favorite thing to do? Double up. I bet you the 6-year-old ain't going to be mad at it. I guarantee you that. So I don't know. That's what I say. 414-533-1037. It's a moral dilemma because I don't technically get to answer. I can tell you what I think, but I don't get to answer. You get to answer. 414-533-1037. Is Grandma Cece the jerk for being upset she hasn't been invited to her granddaughter's birthday party yet? We'll take your calls and your texts next.
Jerk. You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one's tough. You know, grandmas make everything just a little amplified for me. I don't know if it does it for you, but yeah, I'm still surprised I went with jerk for Grandma Cece. Grandma Cece wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset she was not invited to her granddaughter's birthday. Said the daughter has the granddaughter at a hotel so they can swim. They do it every year. She's turning 6 years old this year, and this year, the daughter went, or mom, I should say, went, Grandma, this year we just wanted to be me and my daughter and her friends and parents, okay? But that doesn't necessarily mean they don't want you there at all. Maybe they just don't want you to stay. I don't know. But I said I'm leaning towards jerk. I don't technically get to decide, though. So let's jump right into it. Get to the lines. We got a few people trying to get these theme songs. So let's start it off. Somebody on day two. Rainy, what it do? Good morning.
Hey, I got Will here again, too.
Will and Rainy day two. Excuse me. Let me put some respect on y'all names. All right. So you guys kick it off. You guys kick it off and get to answer first for Am I the Jerk? Do you guys think Grandma Cece is the jerk or not the jerk for being upset she's not invited?
I'm going to say right now she's not the jerk for being in her feelings because you're allowed to have your feelings. What decides if she's a jerk or not is how she reacts to that.
Ah.
So, you know, your granddaughter's getting older. She probably just wants to hang out with her friends.
True.
So mom's got the friends and the friends' parents coming. Parents are all going to talk. Friends are going to talk.
Yeah.
You know, this kid isn't going to want to
spend time with, you can say, yeah, you ain't going to want to spend time with grandma when your friends are around.
Yeah.
I know.
So you do something separate with grandma.
Sure.
And let her have her time with her friends.
I hear it. Just go, listen, grandma, you got to understand you're not one of the gals. You're not jumping off the diving board.
She gets her own grand time.
Yeah, she gets grandma time, and that's almost more special to a lot of people, right?
Yeah, like, she's not going to want to, you know, she's going to be preoccupied with her friends at this party, so do something separate where it just gets to be grandma and granddaughter hanging out for the birthday, because you're not going to get the time you want anyway.
I hear it. And if you guys are close, she's going to appreciate that probably more than having you kind of bombard the swim pool party that she's trying to have. Ooh!
Absolutely. So not the jerk for feeling a type of way,
right?
But she needs to just let it happen and realize your granddaughter's getting older, and you're just going to have to kind of change the way you do things.
Honestly, that sounds great to me, right? Easier said than done, though, Rainey and Will.
I feel you.
No, but you kick it off, say not the jerk, but it's a fine line. You're teetering, Grandma.
Teetering.
All right, but teetering, but still not the jerk. You kick it off. Appreciate y'all. We'll talk to you guys later. All right, Monday, day three.
Got you. Love you. Bye.
All right, love y'all back. Bye. All right, somebody that did earn their theme song called 5 days in a row. She did the due diligence, and now she's already going. It's different. Yeah, she's different. Saucy different. Yeah, she different.
Good morning, Saucy. I'm different. Yes, I'm different. Good morning. How are you doing, DZ?
Good morning. I'm good. Honestly, I'm feeling a little conflicted with Grandma Cece's situation, but we're going to work it out for her and decide. I am still kind of leaning towards, yes, she is the jerk, but I agree with what Rainey was saying. What do you say?
You know, I agree with what she was saying as well. However, let's be an adult and communicate your feelings with your child and say, hey, what's going on? Instead of assuming and getting all up in your feelings.
Oh.
Even though, yes, her feelings are valid, but just like, okay, get some clarification. Not only that, but like Randy said, you know, go do something separate with her.
But
it's all good.
So, Saucy, you're saying she is the jerk just because you can be in your feelings, but it doesn't sound like she made an effort to really find out what was going on, because it could be a very justified, viable reason, and it's as simple as, yeah, but she would rather do something alone and separate. Maybe the granddaughter's going, yeah, but I don't want grandma to feel like she's just around a bunch of kids. Maybe they're thinking of you, not thinking of you, right?
Right, exactly. A lot of the time people take things way too personally. Like, get out of that. It's not you, it's me. And that is a true statement sometimes, you know?
Yep.
And you gotta believe it. It's not you, it's me. It happens.
It does happen. Okay. All right, Saucy. So you split us. We're 50-50. Saucy says, yes, the jerk. She's in her feels, and she got to take a step back. I love it.
Yeah. I got to say, be careful, everybody out there. These roads are very, very slippery.
Are they?
And the snow is falling very, very fast.
Okay. You heard it here. Appreciate you, Saucy. Take care out there. We'll see you later, okay?
Love.
Bye. Ooh. We are split. Split down the middle. 50-50. And somebody that's on day 4 of getting their theme song is our deciding vote. Miko, Papa, buenos dias, good morning.
Familia, buenos dias, how goes it?
What's up, fam?
You know me, I just jump right into it.
Yep, what's up?
Not the jerk. Not the jerk.
At all. You sound convinced.
We're all assuming that it's the baby that doesn't want her there. It's the baby that wants to be with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, yes, I do agree. Moms, and I get it. My kids, especially, we got to remember, she's 5 years old.
Right.
Everything's black and white at this age to the kids. So for me, my kids were always like, where's Lita? Where's Abuelita? They always want that cuddly, protective person around.
Right, and that's always the grandparent. You know that.
Exactly. So I don't think she's a jerk, but I do agree the fact that, you know what? Just speak up and be like, hey, honey, am I invited to this thing? Because I would like to be there regardless, even if it's just for the day.
Sure.
And just put it out there.
Yeah, maybe they're not thinking about it. Okay. All right, Miko.
No, not the jerk, man. Not at all. Day 4, baby.
Standing on business and day 4 at that. We're going to holler at you on Monday for day 5, all right?
You have a good one and be safe.
You too, man. Be safe and start thinking about that theme song. Day 5. Let's go, man. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Miko, we appreciate you. That works it out. Grandma Cece, you are not the jerk. Congratulations. All right, let's keep it pushing, though, because I'm running a little behind, and I know y'all been waiting on these Charlie Bairns tickets. So right now, caller, it's a good day. Let's go caller 33. Caller 33, 414-533-1037. You're going to see Charlie Bairns, Riverside Theater, March 29th. A pair of tickets. Ooh, sounds like a great way to start the day. A little snowy. Why not win something? 414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to see Charlie Bairns. Good luck. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning. I'm looking for somebody to go see Charlie Bairns March 29th, Riverside Theater, when he brings his good old fashioned tour back home. He's a native young man, and he's got a lot of success. He went from being the Manitowoc Minuteman to having a huge following on a nationwide tour, but he's bringing it home a few dates throughout the state, but coming home to Milwaukee, March 29th, Riverside Theater. I'm looking for my winner. I said caller 33, and I think I might have somebody on the line. Christy, hello, you there?
I am here.
Good morning. What are you up to this morning?
Trying to get to work.
Oh, dang. Well, trying keyword, but where do you work?
At Weeks Forest Products in Jackson.
Nice. Oh, okay. So you don't got too bad of a trek, but still, how are the roads looking for you?
15 miles an hour on the back roads and about 40 on the highway.
Yikes. Okay, say less. Well, maybe we can brighten your day a little bit. You said you were trying to go see Charlie Bairns, right?
Absolutely.
Have you seen him before?
I have not.
No? Well, say less. You're winning. You're going.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yeah, March 29th at the Riverside Theater. You got a pair of tickets coming your way. Congratulations. Let's make this snowy drive a little bit better. How's that sound?
You have already made it tons better.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Hold on for me, okay? I got to get a little bit of information from you so you can get these tickets. But you're going March 29th. Don't make no other plans, all right?
I will not. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold on, okay? Ooh, she got her tickets. She is a winner to Charlie Behrens at the Riverside Theater. And you could be a winner too, but not Charlie Behrens. I'm sorry, that's done. Next week, though, what we got? A little Olivia Rodrigo. I said what I said. Olivia Rodrigo tickets next week, same time, same place. We out here. Stay safe. It's Kiss FM.
Hi. Yo. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, it's not Allie. My voice is a little bit deeper, a little bit raspier. She would argue and say, not by much. She'll be back. She got to handle some business, and she's standing on it. We taking care of the ship while she's gone, though. And I said ship with a P. Don't be twisting my words. So who in the Hollywood realms is saying that we're probably sick of her? Margot Robbie. Out of all people. I mean, she's coming off of a massive year. Barbie was absolutely everywhere. But she's got some history behind her. Not just Barbie. She's Harley Quinn. She was in Wolf of Wall Street. And she's been in plenty of other stuff. Not to mention, she's a producer. So she's on the grind all the time. Literally all the time. And it might have gotten to her a little bit. Because she was recently doing an interview where she got asked, like, oh, so what are you doing? What's going on right now? Are you taking a break? Blah, 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 blah. And she said, man, I don't know about a break. But I also do think everyone is probably sick of me right now. So I should probably disappear from the screens at least for a while. Now, what she means by that is she's going, honestly, if I did another movie too soon, she says, people would probably say, ugh. Her again, and we just had a whole summer. We're gonna get a whole nother year of her. We're doing it over again. She doesn't know what she'd do next, but she thinks it'll take a little bit of time, and she's gonna take a little bit of time away. Now, fans immediately made comparisons to Jennifer Lawrence, because if you remember, she actually stepped away for basically the same reasons. Back in about 2019, from my understanding, she was going through a time where she was in every movie. I mean, every movie. And y'all know, you know that's not wrong. She was in everything. So much so that next time she dropped the project, people were like, oh my gosh. And publicly were expressing disdain and saying, her again? Oh, her again? So she let it get to her. Not to say that it's not going to get to anybody, but she went, you know what? I got to take some time. And yeah, it took about a 2-year break. Came back in 2021 with a new movie. And that was her explanation, going, people were sick of me. I was sick of me. It was just sickening. And taking some time helped me, helped the situation, helped the fans. And then when I came back, they loved it. So maybe Margot's on to something, but I got to be honest, I just don't see it. Tell me you're not going to go watch another movie with Margot Robbie in it. She's a great actress. Yeah, I said what I said. I'm standing on it. Margot, if you make another movie, we here for it. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Buenos dias. It's Ali and DZ. Hope y'all are being safe out here. I know a lot of people got some school cancellations, a lot of snow emergencies in effect. It's windy. It's snowy. It might not be bad by you, or it could be terrible by you, but it's going to get up here. All right. So when I left the house this morning, it wasn't too bad, but that's beside the point. Let's not talk all that negativity to start off the morning, right? It's Ali and DZ. I want to talk about something different, though, because ironically, this happened to me yesterday, and I normally am not conscious about this. But when I noticed, I went, oh my gosh, I got how much and where? Why? Oh, I got. Ooh. Let me just tell you what happened. So last night we had a Bucks game. Bucks won. Yeah, I didn't know. As well we do. But we took some pictures during that game. And after the game, I was sending them to my co-host that I work with at Pfizer Forum, right? Just, you know, to share with them so we could post on social or whatever, because obviously everybody else is more active on social than me. So as I sent them, my phone sent me an alert when I clicked into my pictures that said, storage full, delete something now, right? And I went, well, what do I got to delete? How many pictures and videos do I got? Yo, I got 14,000, over 14,000 pictures, actually, and 1,500 videos saved in my phone. And I went, what? When did this happen? How long have these pictures been accumulating? And how can I get rid of this? I had three questions for myself, and I didn't answer any of them because I was overwhelmed. But I was like, hold, 14,000 seems like a lot, but is that Top Dog? I'm not, shout out Top Dog Law. But I went, hold up, is that Top Dog? Is there people with more pictures and videos than me? I can't be the only one out of storage. And again, like y'all know, I do kind of refuse to buy added storage. So it's the storage on my actual phone. 14,000 pictures, 1,500 videos, and I don't know where they came from or how they got blocked into my phone like that, but I am loaded. I got to get rid of something to create some space, but can you top that? Do you got more? 414-533-1037. That's what I want to holler about. How many pictures and videos do you have stored in your phone? I got 14,000 pictures, 1,500 videos, and my storage is full. Finito. I probably can't take another picture until I delete something, but how many are in yours? Photos, pictures. We're going to take your calls, those texts, all of that next. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. We're talking about how many pictures and videos do you have in your phone? I all of a sudden had the realization yesterday when looking in my pictures that I got 14,000 pictures, 1,500 videos saved in my phone. And I went, bruh, who are you, guy? And now I will admit, there's a lot of pictures of the babies. There's pictures of me working at Pfizer Forum. There's pictures of my family. There's a lot. And there's things that I want to save, but it can't all be relevant. And how do I go to 14,000? But am I Top Dog? That's what I want to know. How many pictures and videos do you got? So I put the question out there, and I got some answers coming in. So before I read some of these texts, I want to get to the lines. We got Courtney calling out of Milwaukee. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I mean, I'm 14,000 pictures heavy, and I wish it was $14,000 richer.
Yes.
But can you top that? You said it was ridiculous. Now, what's ridiculous?
So you got me beat on videos. I only have 937 videos, but I have 26,256 pictures just on my camera roll on my phone.
26,000?
I don't know how.
What do you take pictures of? I gotta ask.
My kid. That's it. That's really it.
It's 26,000 pictures of the baby. Aww. I'm not mad at you. If it was anything else, I might say something, but you know you can't say nothing about them babies.
I can't.
26,000. Wow. You do got me beat on pictures. Okay. Say less. I appreciate your call, Courtney. Have a great day. Stay safe out there, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. 26,000. She basically doubled what I got. I thought I was good. No. She's better. Up next, we got somebody that says, yo, listen, in my 41 years of life, I ain't trying to put the age on you like that, big dog, but Sammy said, 41 years of life, I've never gotten through to a radio station first time on the air. Wepa! Sammy, good morning. What's up, man?
Good morning. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, man. I honestly do feel a little bit better now. Courtney just said 26,000 pictures. Can you top that?
I sat down with my tail tucked between my legs. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh,
well, dang. He said, dang, do I even need to go now? I still want to be on air, though. What's up? No, tell us, how many pictures and videos you got on your phone?
So the pictures, compared to her, I've only got 15,384. The videos, I couldn't see because I'm driving right now on the highway.
Oh,
and it's like sledding.
Ooh, wait, where are you at on the highway?
I'm on 43 South. I'm about to come up to Rawson Avenue.
Got it. Yeah.
Creek.
Let people know where you at in the area. So you said the roads are a little bit.
I mean, I'm doing about 40.
Okay.
But I don't know. A lot of cars are driving, so it's kind of helping, which is nice. But,
but you're also doing 40 on 43. Come on now.
Yeah, I know, right? Step it up just a little bit.
A little bit, but hey, safety first. Safety first, man. And I feel you not wanting to check how many videos you got just because you're driving.
I couldn't. I tried. I really tried. I went to my drive and it said storage full, and it was making me just delete it. I couldn't even see how many I had.
Oh, that means it's bad. All right. Hey,
yeah.
Y'all got me beat. Sammy, appreciate you, man. Get back to driving. Stay safe out there.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. I love you. And thanks for getting me on air, brother. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thank you, man. We'll talk to you. Man, let's talk to you next week for day two. Let's get you a theme song, man. We working on it.
All right. We can do that.
Yes,
we can
sir.
Do that.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Have be safe. Have a great day. Later, thanks. Brother. Later. Peace. Ooh, he said I couldn't even see how many videos I had. Bro, that's how you know it's bad.
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Y'all, well, this one. Okay, Jericho wrote in. I don't know why. Maybe because it feels biblical for some reason. but maybe I should call him Cain. Ooh, I make myself laugh. I'm sorry. So what would DZ do? And let's leave the name where it is. Jericho. Jericho wrote in and said this. He said, my brother got cut out of the will and asked me what to do. All right. So my brother has always been a little more distant from our family ever since he grew up and moved out. Our family dynamic is strange, to say the least. Now he has his own kids, which we all love but rarely get to see despite living in the same city. Growing up, we had some rough times, but nothing out of the ordinary, honestly. But clearly he feels otherwise because we never see him either. Earlier this week, though, he reached out to ask me about our parents' will and dropped a bomb, telling me that he had received word from our folks explaining that he had been cut out and removed from the will. No other explanation, and he didn't know what to do. Asked if I was, to which I answered, I don't think so, and then asked me what to do and if I would still hold him down.
Ugh.
I was at a loss for words. I feel like he partly may have done this to himself. He doesn't come around. He doesn't reach out to our parents. It doesn't feel like it's my responsibility. But him reaching out to me makes me feel like he needs an answer. Yeah. Ooh. What should I do to help my brother out? Jericho. I have no clue. I gotta keep it a buck with y'all. Like, I don't know, because this feels so left. Like, this a huge family problem. And you cut out of the will? I mean, I don't know what your cut was looking like, but that piece is zero now, right? I think it's family. You hold family down kind of regardless, but then you gotta prioritize, right? Are they just reaching out because they realize now that they're gonna need some of that family fun later in life, and they're like, and now the panic of reconnecting, right? Man, because holding me down makes me feel like he's just trying to get some money off of you from your share. Because now the dividends are different. I don't know if you got more siblings or what. Ah, Jericho, give me a second. Let me process. Jericho wants to know what to do to help his brother. His brother's been cut out of the will. He's been distant from his family. His parents reached out and said, yeah, you out. So the brother reached out to Jericho and went, hey, yo, bruh, can you hold me down? Like, are you still in the will? Like, what's going on? And Jericho doesn't know. I don't know currently, but we will know together. 414-533-1037. That's the number. You can call. You can text. Jericho needs some help, and I gotta be honest, I can't do this alone. 414-533-1037. Let's help Jericho next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I really hope I don't make this worse, because this feels sensitive. And I don't know why, but it feels sensitive. Jericho wrote in and said that his brother had recently been cut out of the family will. His brother's a little distant. He has his own family, which the family loves, but they rarely get to see, regardless of living in the same area, right? Says he got cut out from the will, so Jericho's brother reached out to him and went, dog, what? Are you cut out of the will? You still gonna hold me down? What's going on? What should I do? And Jericho said, I don't know. Let me ask DZ. What would DZ do? And here we are. So let's get right to the phones, because I don't know if I still know what to do. I got an idea, maybe two, but somebody that sounds way more confident than me, I'm going to be honest with you, is Karen in Milwaukee. So let's go to her first. Good morning, Karen. How you doing? Hello, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Karen. How we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
Good. I thought I lost you for a second. I was like, hold on. Okay, wait. I got nervous, but no, because you sound like you know exactly what to do in this situation. So what would you say for Jericho?
I say if he has both of his parents still living, maybe he could talk to them and find out, you know, and get some resolve for his brother. Because he also has to think about what if it was him in his brother's place.
Yeah, right. What would he be doing?
Right.
But if he sounds distant, would Jericho's brother help? Or would he go, well, it kind of is what it is? Because what you made me think, what if this is kind of the parents' way to nudge the child into, or I say child, but they're grown, obviously, to nudge their beneficiary beneficiary, let's call him, into rekindling a relationship, right? Because at the same time, if you're not talking to your parents, you can't expect them to always take care of you. And sure, there might be a will, and we don't know what the dividends or what the payout is going to be, right, quote unquote, but it's the relationship that they're missing. And clearly, they're missing it enough to go, well, you're not our son enough, so why would you leave? Why would you leave you in the will?
Well, yeah, it could be. I think it could go both ways. Maybe the parents are looking for a relationship. Maybe he'll come around and start bringing, especially if you have kids around.
Mm, right. It's but about the grandbabies.
Same, yeah. And then, but at the same time, the parents may be angry, you know, angry and maybe thinking, you know, he doesn't deserve it. So right. I think the brother should at least bring it up.
Right. Yeah. Well, you think the brother should bring it up to the parents?
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah. I think the brother, because... just because he's distant doesn't mean he's still not a kid.
Okay, so he himself, not Jericho. I thought you were saying Jericho should bring it up to the parents. No, you're saying Jericho's brother's the one that's got to have that tough conversation.
Yeah. I think it could possibly come from both of them, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. All right. I like you said, listen, we could be civilized and figure it out. It might not be the outcome that you like, but you at least got to try.
Yeah, I think so too, especially both of them are still living.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I appreciate
because
your call.
Then at that time, you know that it's a decision that both of them made together.
Exactly. And then you have a little bit of closure. Karen, thank you for calling. Appreciate the advice. Have a great day. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Next up, Ball of Fire. Somebody you know very, very well. A regular 5 days in a row. One of the OGs, if you will. It's Amanda and Racine. Morning, Amanda.
Happy Friday.
Hey. We turned down for nothing. Snow included.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. But we definitely ain't turning down for Jericho. Because you said, I don't know if it's good advice, but I got my own advice.
Yeah, so Jericho just needs to stay out of it, I think.
Uh-huh.
I think the brother can talk to the parents, but I've been through this with my own family.
Really?
And honestly, all the money in the world, I would not go back to the family drama.
Really?
So I don't even know why this brother even wants the money.
So
if you want to stay away from the drama, that's worth it. That's happiness. That's everything.
Sure.
I don't want to be part of any drama.
Sure, that no amount of
money
in the world.
Money ain't gonna help that.
Right. No, because, I mean, yeah, you can have a little bit of money, but don't mean you a lot of bit of happy. Ooh.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dang,
so I don't know why they're so worried about the will, because I, with my family, I don't even care if I'm in the will.
Got it. No, I understand. I mean, it's scratching a cord or pulling a cord. It's hitting home for you because you're going through this. You've gone through this, and you're going,
yeah.
Why do you care? If you've been distant
right.
already, why does it matter? The money hasn't affected you now. It's not going to affect you later.
Right. Money can't buy love and happiness. That's what I wanted for my family.
Or will
so,
it?
I mean,
or will it? Because
oh,
now he's... Right. Because now he's got kids. Right. And with his own kids,
yeah.
You know, kids are expensive. And the more you have, the more you spend. Maybe he's going.
But that drama ain't worth it. I'll tell you that right now from experience.
That part. So you're saying, listen, just drop it. Jericho, you stay out of it and let your brother
right.
do whatever he's going to do. Hopefully he forgets it and just goes about his own life. Wow.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, Amanda. Thank you for your call and advice. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a good day.
Bye. Oh, all right. After sitting on it a little bit, listening to advice, appreciate Amanda and Racine. Thank you to Karen in Milwaukee. Some of the texts coming in saying, don't worry about it. Or some of the texts saying, it's not your horse, not your race. Basically, I'm paraphrasing, right? I got advice. And you know what? It's Friday and I'm going to do what I want. My advice today is sue him. Yeah, I said what I said. Sue him. You technically can sue. Had to think about it for a second because I'm like, this is an offense, right? You at one point were a beneficiary. It's not like you never were a beneficiary. You could technically go to court. Now I know the stipulations of it. Like, I don't know if you could take them to court right now. I don't know if you necessarily want to open up that can of worms either, but there can be justifications made if your brother's distant, because this is what I'm hearing. He's distant for a reason. If he can justify his reason for being distant but still being a part of the family, doesn't mean he don't get his peace. Sue him. Sue your family. Sue your mom and dad. If your brother's this worried about it, Jericho, tell your brother, DZ, 103.7 KISS FM, said sue him. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning. As y'all know, Allie is with family right now, so y'all get me for the day. Don't forget, we got Charlie Barron's tickets coming up just minutes away. He's going to be at the Riverside Theater March 29th. A pair of tickets in your hand. The last pair for the week, might I add. These have been a hot item. You got your chance. I mean, in minutes, literally minutes. First, we got to do Am I the Jerk? And today's involves a grandmother. And bruh, oh man, anytime a grandma's involved, I just feel it a little bit more. I don't know why. Call me emotional. Call me sensitive. Call me what you want. Just don't call me crazy and don't call me some words I can't say on air. But definitely this one's going to be interesting. A grandmother needs some help. She got to decide. We got to decide if she's the jerk. She put herself on the chopping block. And we're going to help her out. But that's coming up in just a couple minutes, y'all. Stay right there.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Anytime a grandmother gets involved, it immediately heightens the senses, doesn't it? I don't know what it is about people and grannies, but we get sensitive about ours. And I know this isn't my grandma, but I don't got no more grandmas to be sensitive about, so I might be sensitive about this grandma. I'm not sure. Let's read it first. Cece wrote in and said, am I the jerk for being upset I'm not invited to my granddaughter's birthday? This is what she said. So my daughter is having a birthday for my granddaughter, who's turning 6 years old in a few weeks. They're going to a hotel so they can swim. She loves doing this for her birthday, and in the past, I've always gone with and stayed also. But this year, my daughter said that she'd just like it to be her and my granddaughter. And, of course, my granddaughter's friends and their parents, obviously, but they'll only be there for a couple of hours to swim. I mean, I get why she wants to do that with just her friends, but my daughter didn't even ask if I wanted to go for a little while. Me and my granddaughter are very close, might I add. Am I the jerk for being upset I haven't been invited? Thank you, Cece. Grandma Cece, oh, OG Cece, I'm feeling for you right now, because I get where you're coming from. I do. You are the arguable OG, the matriarch, and you're going, what? For the last 5 years, I've been here. Who are you going to tell me that I can't come swim, right? You know, I'm your mother. What? I'm not invited? But you're also waiting for an invitation. How do we know you're not just assumed to be invited, right? I mean, I get with the context, she says she just wants it to be her and her daughter, or your daughter and your granddaughter, but that doesn't mean that they don't want you to pull up at all. They could be just assuming that you're going to be there regardless, and that's why you haven't gotten an invitation. You've been there the last 5 out of 6 years. Why would this year be any different? It's the auto invite? Or is it? That is the dilemma, because I get it. You are going, hold on, what do you mean it's just y'all? And do you not want me to come swim? Do you not want me to come at all? You're upset by it. Are you the jerk for being upset you haven't been invited? Grandma Cece, I think you might be, though. I think you might be, and I know I didn't necessarily think I was going to call you the jerk, Grandma, but a little bit. I think you might be overthinking it. I think you might be overfeeling it, more importantly, because it is her daughter. And at some point, there does have to be that separation. She's her matriarch, right? And I don't know how you are, how you act. Maybe you a little OC sometimes, CC. You be OCC, you know, out of control, and maybe you do too much. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm not Grandma CC. Don't be mad at me. You wrote in, and this moral dilemma is great. So we're chopping it up. Is Grandma CC the jerk for being upset she has not been invited to her granddaughter's birthday? I'm leaning towards yes, because of the simple fact that is also your granddaughter. Maybe they do want to do something just them, and you got to allow that. You have to be cool with that. Matriarchhood aside, you got to be cool with that. You can also do your own thing with your granddaughter. Who's to say next weekend you can't retake her to a hotel to swim if that's her favorite thing to do? Double up. I bet you the 6-year-old ain't gonna be mad at it. I guarantee you that. So I don't know. That's what I say. 414-533-1037. It's a moral dilemma, because I don't technically get to answer. I can tell you what I think, but I don't get to answer. You get to answer. 414-533-1037. Is Grandma Cece the jerk for being upset she hasn't been invited to her granddaughter's birthday party yet? We'll take your calls and your texts next.
Jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one's tough. You know, grandmas make everything just a little amplified for me. I don't know if it does it for you, but yeah, I'm still surprised I went with jerk for Grandma Cece. Grandma Cece wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset she was not invited to her granddaughter's birthday. Said the daughter has the granddaughter at a hotel so they can swim. They do it every year. She's turning 6 years old this year, and this year the daughter went, or mom, I should say, went, Grandma, this year we just wanted to be me and my daughter and her friends and parents, okay? But that doesn't necessarily mean they don't want you there at all. Maybe they just don't want you to stay. I don't know. But I said I'm leaning towards jerk. I don't technically get to decide, though. So let's jump right into it. Get to the lines. We got a few people trying to get these theme songs. So let's start it off. Somebody on day two. Rainy, what it do? Good morning.
Hey, I got Will here again, too.
Will and Rainy, day two. Excuse me. Let me put some respect on y'all names. All right, so you guys kick it off. You guys kick it off and get to answer first for Am I the Jerk? Do you guys think Grandma Cece is the jerk or not the jerk for being upset she's not invited?
I'm going to say right now she's not the jerk for being in her feelings because you're allowed to have your feelings. What decides if she's a jerk or not is how she reacts to that. So, you know, your granddaughter's getting older. She probably just wants to hang out with her friends.
True.
So mom's got the friends and the friends' parents coming. Parents are all going to talk. Friends are going to talk.
Yeah.
You know, this kid isn't going to want to
spend time with, you can say, yeah, you ain't going to spend time with grandma when your friends are around.
Yeah.
I know.
So you do something separate with grandma.
Sure.
And let her have her time with her friends.
I hear it. Just go, listen, grandma, you got to understand, you're not one of the gals. You're not jumping off the diving board.
She gets her own grand time.
Yeah, she gets grandma time, and that's almost more special to a lot of people, right?
Yeah, like she's not going to want to, you know, she's going to be preoccupied with her friends at this party. So do something separate where it just gets to be grandma and granddaughter hanging out for the birthday because you're not going to get the time you want anyway.
I hear it. And if you guys are close, she's going to appreciate that probably more than having you kind of bombard the swim pool party that she's trying to have. Ooh.
Absolutely. So not the jerk for feeling a type of way,
right?
But she needs to just let it happen and realize your granddaughter's getting older, and you're just going to have to kind of change the way you do things.
Honestly, that sounds great to me, right? Easier said than done, though, Rainey and Will.
I feel you.
No, but you kick it off, say not the jerk, but it's a fine line. You're teetering, Grandma.
Teetering.
All right, but teetering, but still not the jerk. You kick it off. Appreciate y'all. We'll talk to you guys later. All right, Monday, day three.
Got you. Love you. Bye.
All right, love y'all back. Bye. All right, somebody that did earn their theme song called 5 days in a row. She did the due diligence, and now she's already going. It's different. Yeah, she's different. Saucy different. Yeah, she's different.
Good morning,
Saucy.
I'm different. Yes, I'm different. Good morning. How are you doing, DZ?
Good morning. I'm good. Honestly, I'm feeling a little conflicted with Grandma Cece's situation, but we're going to work it out for her and decide. I am still kind of leaning towards, yes, she is the jerk, but I agree with what Rainey was saying. What do you say?
You know, I agree with what she was saying as well. However, let's be an adult and communicate your feelings with your child and say, hey, what's going on? Instead of assuming and getting all up in your feelings.
Oh.
Even though, yes, her feelings are valid. But just, like, okay, get some clarification. Not only that, but like Randy said, you know, go do something separate with her.
But
it's all good.
So, Saucy, you're saying she is the jerk just because you can be in your feelings, but it doesn't sound like she made an effort to really find out what was going on. Because it could be a very justified, viable reason. And it's as simple as, yeah, but she would rather do something alone and separate. Maybe the granddaughter's going, yeah, but I don't want grandma to feel like she's just around a bunch of kids. Maybe they're thinking of you, not thinking of you, right?
Right, exactly. A lot of the time people take things way too personally. Like, get out of that. It's not you, it's me. And that is a true statement sometimes, you know?
Yep.
And you gotta believe it. It's not you, it's me, it happens.
It does happen. Okay. All right, Saucy. So you split us. We're 50-50. Saucy says, yes, the jerk. She's in her feels and she got to take a step back. I love it.
Yep. I got to say, be careful, everybody out there. These roads are very, very slippery.
Are they?
And the snow is falling very, very fast.
Okay. You heard it here. Appreciate you, Saucy. Take care out there. We'll see you later, okay?
Love.
Bye. Ooh, we are split. Split down the middle. 50-50, and somebody that's on day four of getting their theme song is our deciding vote. Miko, Papa, buenos dias, good morning.
Familia, buenos dias. How goes it?
What's up, fam?
You know me. I just jump right into it.
Yep. What's up?
Not the jerk. Not the jerk.
At all. You sound convinced.
We're all assuming that it's the baby that doesn't want her there. It's the baby that wants to be with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, yes, I do agree. Moms, and I get it. My kids, especially, we got to remember, she's 5 years old.
Right.
Everything's black and white at this age to the kids. So for me, my kids were always like, where's Lita? Where's Abuelita? Where, you know, they always want that cuddly, protective person around.
Right. And that's always the grandparent. You know that.
Exactly. So I don't think she's a jerk, but I do agree the fact that, you know what? Just speak up and be like, hey, honey, am I invited to this thing? Because I would like to be there regardless, even if it's just for the day.
Sure.
And just put it out there.
Yeah, maybe they're not thinking about it. Okay. All right, Miko.
No, not the jerk, man. Not at all. Day four, baby.
Standing on business and day four at that. We're going to holler at you on Monday for day five, all right?
You have a good one and be safe.
You too, man. Be safe and start thinking about that theme song. Day five. Let's go, man. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Miko, we appreciate you. That works it out. Grandma, Cece, you are not the jerk. Congratulations. All right, let's keep it pushing, though, because I'm running a little behind, and I know y'all been waiting on these Charlie Barnes tickets. So right now, caller, it's a good day. Let's go caller 33. Caller 33, 414-533-1037. You're going to see Charlie Barnes, Riverside Theater, March 29th. A pair of tickets. Ooh, sounds like a great way to start the day. A little snowy. Why not win something? 414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to see Charlie Barnes. Good luck. It's KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ, good morning. I'm looking for somebody to go see Charlie Barnes, March 29th, Riverside Theater, when he brings his good old-fashioned tour back home. He's a native young man, and he's got a lot of success. He went from being the Manitowoc Minuteman to having a huge following on a nationwide tour, but he's bringing it home a few dates throughout the state, but coming home to Milwaukee, March 29th, Riverside Theater. I'm looking for my winner. I said caller 33, and I think I might have somebody on the line. Christy, hello, you there?
I am here.
Good morning. What are you up to this morning?
Trying to get to work.
Oh, dang. Well, trying keyword, but where do you work?
At Weeks Forest Products in Jackson.
Nice. Oh, okay. So you don't got too bad of a trek, but still, how are the roads looking for you?
15 miles an hour on the back roads and about 40 on the highway.
Yikes. Okay, say less. Well, maybe we can brighten your day a little bit. You said you were trying to go see Charlie Barnes, right?
Absolutely.
Have you seen him before?
I have not.
No? Well, say less. You're winning. You're going.
Yay.
Yeah, March 29th at the Riverside Theater. You got a pair of tickets coming your way. Congratulations. Let's make this snowy drive a little bit better. How's that sound?
You have already made it tons better.
Oh, I love it. Hold on for me, okay? I got to get a little bit of information from you so you can get these tickets. But you're going March 29th. Don't make no other plans, all right?
I will not. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold on, okay? Ooh, she got her tickets. She is a winner to Charlie Barnes at the Riverside Theater. And you could be a winner too, but not Charlie Barnes. I'm sorry. That's done. Next week, though, aha, what we got? A little Olivia Rodrigo. I said what I said. Olivia Rodrigo tickets next week, same time, same place. We out here. Stay safe. It's KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, it's not Allie. My voice is a little bit deeper, a little bit raspier. She would argue and say, not by much. She'll be back. She got to handle some business, and she's standing on it. We taking care of the ship while she's gone, though. And I said ship with a P. Don't be twisting my words. So who in the Hollywood realms is saying that we're probably sick of her? Margot Robbie. Out of all people. I mean, she's coming off of a massive year. Barbie was absolutely everywhere. But she's got some history behind her. Not just Barbie. She's Harley Quinn. She was in Wolf of Wall Street, and she's been in plenty of other stuff. Not to mention, she's a producer, so she's on the grind all the time. Literally all the time. And it might have gotten to her a little bit because she was recently doing an interview where she got asked, like, oh, so what are you doing? What's going on right now? Are you taking a break? And she said, man, I don't know about a break, but I also do think everyone is probably sick of me right now. So I should probably disappear from the screens at least for a while. Now, what she means by that is she's going, honestly, if I did another movie too soon, she says, people would probably say, ugh. Her again, and we just had a whole summer. We're gonna get a whole another year of her. We're doing it over again. She doesn't know what she'd do next, but she thinks it'll take a little bit of time, and she's gonna take a little bit of time away. Now, fans immediately made comparisons to Jennifer Lawrence because if you remember, she actually stepped away for basically the same reasons back in about 2019. From my understanding, she was going through a time where she was in every movie. I mean, every movie. And y'all know, you know that's not wrong. She was in everything. So much so that next time she dropped the project, people were like, oh my gosh. And publicly were expressing disdain and saying, her again? Oh, her again? So she let it get to her. Not to say that it's not going to get to anybody, but she went, you know what? I got to take some time. And yeah, it took about a 2-year break. Came back in 2021 with a new movie. And that was her explanation going, people were sick of me. I was sick of me. It was just sickening. And taking some time helped me, helped the situation, helped the fans. And then when I came back, they loved it. So maybe Margot's on to something, but I got to be honest, I just don't see it. Tell me you're not going to go watch another movie with Margot Robbie in it. She's a great actress. Yeah, I said what I said. I'm standing on it. Margot, if you make another movie, we're here for it.